Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa. I am Coach Lalisa, and you have tuned in for an afternoon, early evening of power. I want to welcome you to the show today. I do apologize for we missed the show the other day. We got caught up in New York. I was in the great, great, great city of New York, I'm telling you. I absolutely love going to New York. You know, I think back to when I was a little girl and we would watch those classic movies, and they would always be about stories of people trying to make it big in New York, all the people trying to make it on Broadway. And I was, in those days, I was a huge fan of Shirley Temple. That was one of my all-time favorite shows to watch, and I suspect had there been books that Shirley Temple was writing back then, I would have probably read every one. But you could put me in front of the television to watch Shirley Temple movies, and I could be there all day and probably all week. So I love when I go to New York. I often have very, very fond flashback memories of growing up in New York and Broadway and the plays and things like that that my mother often talked about or taught me about, how exciting that was. So there I was in New York and wasn't able to get onto the show. By the time we got back, we just were not at a place where I could dial in. But I still want to cover the topic that I was going to talk about, which is the fear of speaking in public. I want to talk about this because a lot of people are starting to get into the public speaking business. Some people are thrust into that business. Some people are thrust into it based on their own passions and desires. Some people feel they have a call on their life to preach, yet they don't feel that their speaking lines up to what they would be wanting it to. And we know, we remember Moses had this problem with stuttering, and he said to God, God, I am not the best speaker for you to choose to put me up front, to go and speak to Pharaoh, to basically to preach to Pharaoh and give Pharaoh a prophecy from God. Let my people go. And Moses wanted someone else to do the talking for him, and God told him, you, I've chosen you, you are well qualified. So I first want to say the same thing. You have been chosen, some of you have been chosen to speak, and you do have exactly what it takes to be a great speaker. So we want to be able to help you so that you feel comfortable with your fear of speaking in public, your fear that shows up. You know how fear is, right? It always shows up when you don't want it. So that fear that shows up right when you get up to speak every time, and some people get the sweaty palms. Some people begin to sweat from their foreheads, or they may begin to perspire under their arm, in their armpit area. Some people, I mean, I've actually seen people literally hyperventilate to the point where they pass out. And it's very dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. I remember once in school, we were all required to get up in front of the class and give a presentation at the end of the class. And one young lady, she was deathly afraid to get up. And before her classmates, she had been with us for a whole semester, so about 16 weeks. And even though she, you know, knew most of us for the most part, you know, but she was very, very afraid when it came to the fact that she literally almost passed out and was not able to do it. And so we want to help people. And, you know, there's a statistic that says that outside of dying, speaking in public is one of the top fears that people hold. A lot of people fear speaking in public. And so we want to help people to get over that fear. And, you know, quite frankly, it is known as one of the most common phobias that people have. And, you know, so we want to help people. We want to help people not to have that, especially, like I said, there are so many people who are required to speak, who have to speak. Maybe it's your job requiring you to get up and give a speech. Maybe the boss needs you to attend a meeting, and you didn't realize that when you got to that meeting, someone at that meeting is going to ask for your opinion, your suggestions, your recommendations, or want some type of comments. And then there are those individuals who are in meetings, whether it be group meetings, at your church, at your job, as a leader. You have to be able to speak. You need you have something that you want to say. And how sad is that to be held a prisoner to your fear? And that's fear of any kind. You know, God said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So, again, as a trainer, as a speaker myself, I want to be able to help people. I got over my fear of speaking in public, and I want to help other people to get over their fear of speaking in public. And again, especially to my entrepreneurs. You are an entrepreneur. Now you have an obligation to make presentations about your business, about your products and services, about how you're changing lives in the community. If you have a nonprofit, you have some type of agency. You now are obligated to speak before local community organizations. You are required to speak before funding agencies, before corporations. You might have to speak before a group of citizens in the community who you're trying to convince them that you want to serve them. And public speaking is certainly something that people will view as your leadership. That's part of your leadership, is for you to be a good speaker. Now, this is only a 30-minute show, so I don't have time to give you all that you would need to make you an exceptional speaker, an excellent speaker. But you are welcome to join my Break Into Speaking seminar. I'll tell you more about it a little bit later. I'll tell you more about the seminar, Break Into Speaking, but I want to get into the points right away, and I'll tell you how you can sign up to become an exceptional speaker. And again, I'm not reading from anything, So I want you to know that. I'm not reading from anything. I have a few notes that I'm getting right off of the internet. But I don't have everything written down that I'm saying, but I know what I want to say. I knew what I wanted to say before I got here. So part of being fearful is when people don't know what they want to say or they're very nervous about what they want to say. So one suggestion I would give to a person who wants to get over their fear of speaking is make sure you're comfortable with what you are going to say. Don't look at it 5 minutes before it's time for you to get before the public. Study it weeks ahead of time, just the same way you would do for any test. You would prepare ahead of time. So study what you're going to say. Know what your 5 points are going to be. Know what your 10 points are going to be. So that's the first thing. Know your material. That will make you less nervous. A second thing I'm going to tell people that you may not hear from others who would give you some tips on how to get over your nervousness. Another thing is, don't wear something that is going to make you self-conscious. A lot of times our nervousness is based on how self-conscious we feel. If you are a female, make sure that you're wearing something that highlights who you are, that highlights your profession, that highlights your attitude, your characteristics, your character. So make sure you have on the proper outfit. That's number one. Wardrobe is important to your level of confidence. Don't wear something that you feel is going to make you feel self-conscious about how you look. Same thing with your hair. Women, make sure your hair is not dangling in front of your face and causing you to make these particular gestures that would make you feel more self-conscious. Hair should be somewhat pulled back from your face in a nice, neat format. So the way you dress has a lot to do with how confident you're going to feel, which has a lot to do with how fearful you are. So number one, you already know that you're going to know your material. You already have that down. That's one of the things, right? Know, so you're going to know your material. And then number two, you're going to dress appropriately. You're going to dress appropriately for speaking in public. Make sure that you have on shoes where you have a nice heel, you have the nice lifts on your heel, your heels aren't making noise as you're trying to walk across the stage. Make sure you can walk in the shoes. Don't wear something that it could cause you to trip or stumble. Men, make sure you wear something that is clean and neat, fitting properly. Ladies, the same thing. So make sure you put some time into your wardrobe. Know your material. These are important as it relates to how fearful. I always cringe at people that they don't take the time to get the proper wardrobe for speaking in public. I don't understand how they can feel, self-confident when they're not dressed properly. That right there is enough that should put anybody at fear. You want to keep the fear level down, so that's one thing that helps you. Another way to hold down some of your fear and to sidetrack some fear of speaking in public is to get to know your audience beforehand. And I know there are people out there who will tell you to picture the people naked. Well, quite frankly, that is fine if someone tells you that, and if it works for you, great. I don't want to tell anybody to picture anybody naked. Because quite frankly, I don't want you picturing me naked, and I don't want to picture you naked, okay? I don't want to see you naked, and I don't want to picture you naked. That probably works in some environments, and it probably helps some people. I was told that, too, when I first started out. It sounded weird then, and it still sounds weird today. I don't want to go around picturing people naked, but I understand it. If that's what somebody has told you, if that's what it takes to cause you to loosen up, then so be it. Maybe someone has told you, have a glass of wine. Maybe that'll loosen you up. Again, you don't want to, for some people, a glass of wine will make you flat out drunk. And again, you don't want to be walking across the stage tipsy. I wouldn't recommend that. So I would say some of the things that I'm telling you can be used by anybody, a youth, a middle-aged person, or a senior citizen. Know your material.
That is key. One of the easiest ways to relax before a public is when you know what you're talking about. If you get me, now here's the thing. There are some of us who are so good at this, and what I mean is we're so skilled. We didn't come in the world probably knowing how to do this, but we got skilled over time, that even when we don't know what we're talking about, we make it appear as though we do. That's a skill. I can teach you how to do that. Toastmasters can teach you how to do that. By the way, we are starting a Toastmasters club where we will not only teach you all the things I'm telling you, will be taught over time and you will get to practice. But if you want to fast track, jump start, move very swiftly to speaking, you want to come to my seminar, because there I will teach you a whole lot in a short time and then you can just go and practice it. Some of you have speaking coming up. Some of you is critical for your job. Again, if you're an entrepreneur, you have to be able to speak in public about your business. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Many of you are authors. You are required to speak in public. And quite frankly, you need help. And it's okay. Nobody expects you to know how to do this necessarily on your own. Some people do. There's a natural. Some people are just natural. But for the rest of the people, they are not. So probably about 1% of the people are natural. Everyone else has to go and be trained, be taught, and be shown how public speaking does work. And so many people are doing it incorrectly. So, because public speaking, it's a whole art form to it, and it's a reason that you're speaking in public. It's a reason that you need the audience's attention. It's a place that you're trying to take the audience, and you need to know these things so that you can take the audience to the proper place to get them to do what they need to do. And hand gestures and posture and diction and tone of voice, all of those things are a part of speaking in public. And those are the things we want to teach people. We know some people who speak, they're very monotone. Others use too many ahs. It is so terribly distracting. It's okay to not say anything. And again, if you want an example, you can go back and listen to this archive or almost any shows that I do and hear how those ums and ahs are strategically left out. There have been times when, yes, I will use them by mistake. Whenever I use them, it's always a mistake. Every single time, if I say or ah, I feel like that's a mess. I don't like to use it because it distracts from the presentation. No matter how successful and high level the person is who's before you speaking, the moment they begin to and ah, you've just lost me. Because I'm stuck on the first ah. I'm stuck on the first I won't stay stuck for long, but if you follow up in the next 2 seconds with another or ah, now I'm done. So it's almost better to not say anything. It's okay to let a span of a half a second go by. It actually helps the listener because it gives the listener a chance to process what you just said. We don't need filler. We don't need the fillers. You don't have to fill up the space. It's not like, and even if you're on air, like for me, now I'm on radio. You're there listening. And that's a myth. Sure, we don't want any dead air, so I'm still talking. But it doesn't mean I have to fill up every second with something. So I really wanted to get that in. And again, if you just tuned into the show, I want to welcome you to the show. We're talking today about how to get over the fear of public speaking, how to get over the fear of speaking in public. Too many people are saying things and doing things that they could help, that could help them. And there are other, that's right, there are other filler words that also need to be ditched, right? But right now, we're like right. Right is one of them. You know, those are some other things that need to be worked on. That's why we need to practice. That's why we come to a Toastmasters club and be a part of that. So I'm working with speakers. I'm not the only one out there. There's a site on Google, Facebook, YouTube, and everywhere else for people who are in the speaking business. But for those of us who speak for a living, I speak for a living, either as a trainer, a college professor, a coach, a presenter, I'm always speaking. And I basically got thrown in it. So let me give you some other ways to get over your fear of public speaking. So in addition to knowing your material, in addition to dressing appropriately, the next best thing is to begin speaking in public. The best way to get over your fear is to face it. Book yourself to speak somewhere, anywhere, and start speaking. It could be the PTA board. It could be a community group, a community board. It could be the Kiwis. It could be a small business development association. It could be a meeting at your church. Offer to be the presenter. Offer to present something. Study what you're going to talk about. Know what you're going to talk about. And just start speaking. See, here's the problem. The longer we wait to do whatever it is that's causing us the fear, the greater the fear becomes. The more we focus on what it is that we're afraid of, it becomes bigger. What we focus on grows. So if you focus on the fact that you're fearful, that fear is getting greater and greater and greater. So the best way to get over it is to begin speaking. Again, sign yourself up for Toastmasters. We're starting a Toastmasters Club right there in Elizabeth, New Jersey. You can inbox me on Facebook if you're in this area of New Jersey. Inbox me. We're having our first, we had a demo meeting. Now we're going to have a Toastmasters information session in July. Make sure you come. Bring your $36 with you. You can register right on the spot. I will be there. Some other people will be there to sponsor our group, to work with our club, to work with you. If you need something more immediate, something right away, do sign up for my Break Into Speaking workshop where I will teach you all the dynamics of how to speak. I'll teach you how to speak with power. I'll teach you some of the essentials of great speakers, how to craft a speech, how to set a speech up. I'll teach you about gestures, how to get the audience involved in what you're speaking. Another thing you could do is you could tape yourself speaking and then go back and look over some of your mistakes, and that will also help you correct it so the next time, so you're actually now you're excited to get before the audience because now you want to see if you can put into practice all the things that you want to correct. Now I'm going to get back to the point where I said you have to know your material. Then I said you have to know getting to know your audience. How can you get to know your audience if you haven't even met them yet? So here's what I do. Let me give you a little trick. And this is what I've been doing for years. What I do is I show up to the event early. And so some speakers don't. They show up late. Don't do that. Show up early. Don't wait until it's time for you to speak. Come before, like you could be the last speaker of 12. Don't wait until it's almost the end. Come early and go around and talk to everybody. Hey, how you doing? Because some people, they don't like to speak to a large crowd, but they don't mind speaking one-on-one. So you go around. Now you're talking to people. How you doing? What's your name? This is my name. What are you doing? How's your life going for you? You make small talk with that person. So you go to the next person. Hi, how you doing? What's your name? What do you do? How's everything going in your life? What do you like doing? What do you enjoy? What drives you? You know, you make a small talk. Keep it about them. Try to keep it on them because, you know, people love talking about themselves. So you will have no problem with getting people to talk to you as long as you ask them things about them. And you go around the room and you do this with almost everyone there. Do it as quickly as possible. This way, when you get to the podium or to the front, you don't have to worry about picturing them naked. You've actually talked to everybody, so you pretty much know the individuals. And so now it's like you're just talking to your friend. Now when you get to the front of the group, they're not strangers. See, a lot of times the nervousness we get because we feel like these are strangers. know, I don't know them. Well, now you do know them because you went around the room and you got to know them. If there is a way to get to know them prior to the event, do that as well. Maybe you have their email addresses. Maybe you have their cell numbers. You can text them. Find a way to get to know them. Now, here's another little secret I'm going to throw in for free. What I've learned throughout my life and the different places that I've traveled, for the most part, people are people. And it really is true that there is nothing new under the sun. And the same type of people that I've met in Florida, Virginia, I met the same kind of people in California. I met the same type of people when I was in Houston and Dallas. I met the same kind of people when I went to Cincinnati and Cleveland. I met the same kind of people when I came to New Jersey, New York, went to Boston. Met the same kind of people when I went to Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. So what am I saying here? I'm saying that the audience that you know anywhere is probably the same audience that you know everywhere. And so look at it like that. So keep in mind that you're going to know your material, dress appropriately, know your audience, take the plunge. Just go right on out there. Begin to speak. Get over the fact that you're not perfect. It's better to be an expert anyway than to be perfect, because nobody's perfect. Everybody messes up somehow, some way. But people can become an expert at something, that you do something so well and you do it better than anyone. You can be an expert. That's by knowing your material, knowing what you're going to say, knowing your audience. Knowing what your material will do for that audience will make you more comfortable. And should you make a mistake, be able to bounce back. Have that resiliency thing going. Just be able to get back up. Laugh at yourself. You see, if you make a mistake and you begin to feel nervous about it and fearful, then that's not going to help you grow, because nobody is mistake-free. Nobody is effortless. No one. No one. But Jesus, God, save them alone. That's it. All of the rest of us, we make mistakes. So therefore, when you make a mistake, you haven't thrown the people off. People know you're not perfect, so it's not like it's going to be, oh, boy, look, they made a mistake. No, it doesn't work like that. Just keep going. You pick yourself back up. You bounce back. And show people that you can still do it, that you can overcome any challenge, any setback. Well, I hope that these tips have really helped you. I hope they've helped you to ditch some of your fear of speaking in public. Don't worry, we'll be back with more on public speaking. Again, I hope you attend one of our sessions. You can get me on Facebook. I hope you come to our power board party, something brand new that we're doing. I hope you see the flyer on Facebook and contact us about it. For those of you who want to write a book, you need come to the self-publishing seminars that we do. Certainly, if you've already written your book and you need to go out and begin to promote your book and to speak at book signings and book discussions, and you're fearful of speaking in public, you simply don't know how, you want to know what some of the common gestures are, you want to know what some of the essential principles are of great speakers, please come and learn. Our fees are low. Most of our workshops are around $49.99. Have scholarships for people who can't afford. We have layaway plans as well. So you can put it in layaway and pay a little bit each month. But we want you to get this, and we want you to get it the right way. So that's all we have time for today. It's been great. It's been real. Don't forget Thursdays at 7 a.m. right back here on the LaLisa Williams Show on Blog Talk.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.